get better. So hello. So my name is Pui Leung. So I'm a software test engineer for the Office Interoperability team. So a little bit background about myself. So I was born in Hong Kong, so you may find me, you know, speaking funny, but I usually blame it on the British, and I use like words like aluminium, aeroplane, stuff like that, you know. So but
so good.
Yeah. Instead of chunk. Yeah. Yeah, kind of. But actually, I've been living here in Bellevue for like 15, 16 years, so I've been here, you know, a long time. So this session, we'll talk about the Exchange Test Suite. So some of you might heard you know, some of the contents before, but so hopefully I'll provide more information and also about the upcoming test suites that we have. So we'll look at scenarios, design, how to use it, and then Q&A at the end, but feel free to raise and let me know if you have any questions. So we've been working with customer quite a bit over the last few years, you know, through the pub fairs and IO labs. So we've heard that there are multiple ways, we see that multiple ways customers are using the protocols. So first scenario we see is they're actually doing a client implementation where they basically replace Outlook, have their own mail client or OneDrive client for devices or for you know, mobile phones and tablet and you know whatsoever. And the second scenarios we see is made in the middle where they have optimizations or devices that on the network that actually sniff the packet and you know the traffic on the network. And the last scenario is a server replacement scenario where they're actually building stuff on top of the server or they're actually replacing SharePoint or Exchange. And we've developed this protocol test suite to actually target the man in the middle and the server scenario. So basically the test suite, you know, send traffic to the server and for man in the middle and server implementation, they can actually monitor the traffic generated by the test suite. So a little bit about the design and why we're doing this. So the protocol specification is actually developed by the product team. So as they are writing the product, they actually document how to communicate with the server, right? So once the document is developed, we then, because we're publishing the document, then we actually have to verify the content in the document is valid and actually understandable, right? So we'll have a separate team that actually go through the document and do ambiguity review, make sure the statements in the document is clear, not ambiguous, and easy to understand, and is accurate. And at the same time, we've also extracted information from the document, what we call requirements. So we also look at the normative language like must, may, and should. You know that actually details the behavior of the protocol and the server, right? So we'll extract stuff like the server must do certain things if you send. You know,
it will sync the drafts as you work on them. That we actually have a great product that will do that if you're taking notes. It's called OneNote. And if you want that kind of just capture your work as you do it,
yeah,
we'd recommend you use sure. OneNote. As Jane
OneNote.
Says,
OneNote actually
this is about moving files
too,
around.
Right?
So. We move the files when they're closed and sync them between devices so that they're accessible in various places.
Mm. Yeah. So anyway, I'll keep going. We'll see. Yeah. So actually, yeah, OneNote uses the protocol to actually talk to the backend server also, but it's FSS. Using a SharePoint protocol. So anyway, so once we get all the requirement from the document, there are actually quite a lot, like sometimes a few thousands within a protocol specification. We then use the requirement and start generating traffic across the wire using the information from the protocol specification. And at the same time, we group those logically group those requirements together. So let's say you know if we need to connect the server, send an email, we first need to connect the server, log in as a user, stuff like that. So we logically group you know whatever makes sense together, and we group those test cases we put the, all of them, the requirements into a test case, and then we group similar test cases together to become like what we call just a scenario, but it's just basically a grouping. There's nothing really special about that. So the test suite, so we first generate, you know, like I said, we gather the requirements, we generate the test cases, right? And though the test cases are driven by the open specification. And we then develop something called adapters. So the adapters are, the reason why we do that is to allow us to be able to make it easier to modify, make it easier to change. So we have two types of adapters. And so one is what we call like a protocol adapters. So basically, it's responsible for generating message. So let's say RPC over HTTP is one type of protocol adapter. MapHTTP might be another one, right? So it's more like the foundation for generating, receiving protocols, messages. And those are more, you know, less likely to be touched because those are just using the protocols. And we have another one, it's called SUT control adapters. So that basically is responsible for doing work outside of the protocol. So let's say in order for you to attach a document to your email, we have to have a document, right? So we have to, you know, place the document somewhere. So those are work that are done by the SUT control adapter. So we implement it in PowerShell or C#. And depending on the environment, you know, you might be, you like if we are running against your server, we will not be able to, let's say, inject a file into SharePoint, let's say. Then those stuff you have to do it manually. But if you work in the Microsoft server implementation, then those are done automatically through the SUT control adapter. So a little bit more about the protocol adapter. Pretty much all our protocol adapters are implemented in C# managed code. So this is what it just looked like. So we have like PTF config that basically details out how the adapters are implemented. A little bit background, the test suite is actually based on leverage, depends on the protocol test framework. So it's a test framework that is developed by the Windows team. So we basically use some of the libraries and leverage some of the infrastructure to develop the test suite. So the SUT control adapter is more, you know, interesting because it can be implemented in PowerShell, in managed code, and at the same time, if you have your server implementation, right, where our PowerShell and managed code doesn't work, you can change the adapter to have it run in interactive mode. So what it does is, it will then at runtime, Visual Studio will generate a pop-up window and allows you to carry out the actions manually. So you have to do some changes in the PTF config to enable interactive mode. And here is how you do it. Basically, in the test suite.pdf config, it's just an XML file, right? So there's a tag basically that spells out what the controller, how the protocol the adapter is actually implemented. You basically just change it to interactive, and during runtime you'll see a pop-up message like this. And in this case, it's, you know, just telling you to add a file. So usually it will have a description that tells you, you know, what you should do, and then you gather like the output, whether it's, you know, sometimes it's just a successful output or you want to pull a number of users in active directory, stuff like that. So the test suite again is based on the open specification. So here's an example how it actually works. So when you open Outlook and try to do an attachment, right? So you open a new email, you attach the document in the email, right? So and then you send the email across to the server. So basically what you're doing is you're using the OXC, MSOXC, MSG protocol to do the attachment. And similarly, in our test, because when we read the open specification, we see the description about the rob create attachment operation. We have a test case actually does similar things. Basically, it exercises the same operation in the protocol, and it attaches a dummy document, and then and it validates both the response from the server and what the server is actually doing. So, in concept, it is similar, but in reality, it's a little bit different because the test suite focuses on the open specification. So it doesn't really mimic what Outlook is doing. It might exercise the same operation, but it might be in a different order. It might be using different parameters because it tests whatever the statements described in the open specification. Outlook has its own implementation. It might use whatever different way, but the test suite does similar stuff, but not exactly the same. So that's a big distinction between them. So, in your office, in your labs, in the labs out there, so we have set up Exchange Server with our test suites. So some of which are actually released, like the EWS test suite. We've released it, I think, last year, maybe December. So it's already available outside, and we've also made it available in the lab, so you can actually run the EWS test suite. So right now we have about 9 protocols in the test suites. And we have the new EAS, because we heard a lot of feedback and people asking about it. So this is kind of like the first release of the upcoming EAS test suite, about 13 test suites inside. So right now we have a pretty good beta, pretty stable beta in the offices right now, so you can play with it. And also, so right now we just picked 13 protocols that we think that are useful by you guys. But if you find protocols that are not on the list, then definitely let us know, because we have a priorities of things to do. But if we hear feedback from you guys and know that some of the protocols are useful for you guys, then we can change our priority and change our release and stuff like that. So definitely let us know. Yes. So right now it is in the lab. So soon after the event, we'll actually have release the ES test suites. Yes. So this will be on Connect sometime, I think maybe next month or something. Yeah, so it will be available soon. Yes.
So once we download the test suite and can run it locally, how flexible is it? Could we add new tests to it?
So you can, we provide the source code, so you can write anything you want, right? So yeah, you can modify it, you can disable certain things, you can customize the test suites, yes. So we provide the complete source.
And yes. You can add new tests.
And you can add new test cases to it, yes. Yes, definitely, yes. So you have complete control of what you want to run, yes. Yes. So the next one. And then, so we've also already released RPC revision 1, the test suite that's already available in Connect, but we don't have it in the lab because we are working on the R2 version. So the R2 version, basically, we added 2 new protocols, MSOXC Notif and also NSPI. So we added those 2, and we have a pretty stable beta also, and that's also available in the lab. So this is also going to be released pretty soon. I don't know when, but pretty soon. So it's pretty stable out there, so you can actually play with it and use. And also, we have a new one. Another new one is called the MAPI HTTP package. It's similar to R2, except we introduced the MAPI HTTP transport and protocol. So this one, we are still working on it. Some test case might fail. It's kind of like an early beta right now, but it's available in the lab, so you can also play with it. So this one, we're still doing testing on it and working on this. So all right, so I want to make sure you guys have lunch, so I'll go a little bit faster. So let's look at like how to use the test suite, you know, the topology. So it's very simple. So right now the test suite actually runs on Visual Studio, so which is, you know, you have to run it on Windows. The clients, we support the latest three versions. So we support Exchange 2013, SP1, 2010, SP3, I think, and then 2007. I don't remember Surface Pack, but basically those three versions. For the client, you basically need Visual Studio 2010. We know that, you know, people are starting to use 2013, I think, 12 or 13. So we are in the process of, you know, working on that too. But sometime in the future, we'll move our test suites to the latest Visual Studio. And then we also, you know, like I mentioned, we rely on the protocol test framework for the for some of the libraries. So optionally, there's some test suites that use like what we call like model-based. Basically, we kind of set up a model and allows and enumerate all the combinations using the model. So if you want to modify that, then you have to use Spec Explorer. But it's not something required. So it's only when you want to change the model or view the model and try to modify the model. And you can also use NetMon or even better, Message Analyzer to actually sniff the traffic and see the message across the network, right? So configuring, we spend a lot of time working on improving the test suite experience. So we made a huge improvement in the configuration on the test suite. So when you get a test suite, there's basically a couple scripts that allows you to set up both the server SUT, what we call server under test SUT, and also the client. So basically, once you get the test suite, you go run the script, and it will automatically configure everything. The catch is for your third party server implementation, you have to carry those out manually because you need to add the user, you need to create a public folder, stuff like that. That because depending on the environment, there's no way we can actually do that. So you have to carry out those steps manually. But for Windows implementation, or Microsoft implementation, you can just run the scripts. It will then do all the work for you. And at the same, and after you run the server side script, then you run the client. The client basically connect to the server, pull information, and get the ESSDN stuff like that from the server to actually set up the test suite so that it can target the right server. So this is actually useful and interesting for you guys. Should make PDF config. So during the development, right? So we extract a lot of requirements. But depending on the products, so let's say some features might be supported in Exchange 2013 that's not in 2010. So in order for us, so we've created this PDF config file so that we can differentiate or change the behavior of the test suite. So this is especially for you guys, the third-party server replacement, because you can then customize what features are enabled in your product. So how you do it is basically we have like these should make departmental PDF config, and you can open the PDF config and you can see which requirements are enabled and which are disabled. So let's say if you don't have ROP open folder enable, then you can turn this requirement to false. Then basically, it will tell the test suite not to do certain operation and not to do certain tests and validate the response, stuff like that. So this is actually very useful. That allows you to customize what features, what optional features your server implemented, and allows the test suite to test only certain things. So make sense, hopefully. So running the test suite, there are multiple ways to run the test suite. Of course, it's built with Visual Studio, so you can definitely open Visual Studio and look at all the test cases, select the test cases, and then run from Visual Studio. But we've also heard a lot of feedback about automation. So we've provided a lot of batch files that allows you to run the test suite from a batch mode. it still, I mean, relies on some of the Visual Studio libraries because it's still using Visual Studio in the back end, right? But with the scripts that allows you to run all the test cases in the whole in the package, and all the test cases in a specific protocol and or just a particular test cases. Or you can write your own using MS Test from Visual Studio. So basically, you can use MS Test to write and have run certain test case. Customize it the way you like it. So debugging and test result. So when you run the test, it generates multiple log files and reports. So the first one is a TRX log. Basically, it's within Visual Studio. I have a sample after this. Basically, it tells you what the result is and in detail. There's also an XML log that's actually written by the protocol test framework. It is disabled by default, but if you want very detailed step-by-step logging information, then you can go and enable that. And then at the end of the test, there's also an HTML report that actually shows you how many requirements are verified and how many are, you know, and their results and status, stuff like that. But I think the TRX log is the most interesting one because after you run the test case, you can basically just open Visual Studio and it will show you you know, the result of the case. And in this case, I pick an example like and with an inconclusive result. So it will actually, when you look at the message, it will then tell you what the error message is. In this case, it's inconclusive because the feature is not supported in this server implementation. And then it will also show you the call stat, the stat trace of the calls. When you expand the error message, sometimes a lot of times it also show you what the request is and what the response from the server is. So that is actually very useful if you want to actually take a look at what the test read sent out and what it actually what it gets from the server. So we're trying to provide more information in the log to make it easier to debug instead of, you know, stepping through a source code. So we try to provide more detail in there. So that's pretty much it. I kind of go through it quickly, give you a taste of what it does. So we have quite a few members from the Beijing team here this week also. They are, you know, they work on the test. They spend a lot of time working on the test suite. So you can grab me or one of them to help you on the test suite. But hopefully we're trying to, you know, provide a test suite to help you, you know, test your protocol implementation or help you test your man-in-the-middle scenarios. And definitely, so yesterday we mentioned we have a big, you know, we have quite a few person from the support team available to help you on anything related to the protocol. So feel free to send to contact dot help for anything related to the protocol. Yes. So yes. So any question? Any comment? And yeah, again, you know, like, let us know how your experience with it, what you need, what else you are interested. It's always, you know, good for us to know that what you guys are working on so that we can try to accommodate, you know, and do things that actually can help you guys. So that's the whole purpose why we're here. So questions? Answer? No? Cool. Thank you.